flap.
Hello. You interrupted my hello with your blap.
I knew it. I wanted to. That was the point.
Why'd you cut me off?
Mixing it up.
Pull you over, just changing lanes like that. You can't go verbally sliding into someone else's space.
I just did. What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. My name is Dustin Morbido. Get this train back on the rails. After you tried to knock it off into a ditch somewhere.
Derail.
This is the Cubicorn Games podcast. We're recording a thing.
True.
It's been so so very busy. Yeah. Oh my goodness. We've just had so much stuff going on.
First
Lorraine Ferriulo is disclaiming. Go for it.
First disclaimer. We did have a podcast in between this and the previous episode, but it had to be scrapped for technical problems due to some people playing a certain mobile game during the entirety of the podcast, and it was just kind of a mess. We might try to salvage it maybe at some point, but it just, we're like, as Dustin was saying, we're just way too busy right now.
I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it wasn't like, it was just like cell phone stuff.
If I had to summarize it, it's Dokken Battle, Little Persona Q, Donkey Kong Country 64.
Mm-hmm.
Not Country, Donkey Kong 64.
Yep.
That one.
Yeah. Cell phones near microphones are bad, it turns out.
Truth.
But you live and you learn. Mm-hmm. So we're back. We'll be back with more stuff in the future, too. But
woo-hoo.
Right now we're doing a thing, just summing up some stuff that's been going on recently, hanging out a little bit. Oh, so much going on.
Oh, I know, right?
Where do you want to start? What do you got? What do you got rattling around in that brain of yours that you want to spit out to the internet?
In particular? Or like what?
I mean,
like what I've been doing?
Games, just...
Grams.
Other stuff. I don't know.
I'm generally like one of the few people who actually talk about video games in these podcasts, so I might as well continue that.
Sure. I'm glad you take the wheel.
Let's see. So, well, in the last episode, I talked a lot about my Donkey Kong 64 adventures, and I played that recently on the Wii U. I finished Persona Q, which was fine. I'm now playing Persona 3 on my Vita again. And I'm loving it. The game is great. Yukari's still dumb. I spent the past week, give or take, trying to hatch a shiny Starly, and why? 667 eggs later, I got one. He's adorable. I love him. I've also started playing Disney Infinity 3.0.
There you go. A game that's come out recently.
Yeah. I mean,
for all those golden oldies.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, Pokemon, like, why? It's, I guess, technically 2 years old.
Man, the game's... It's done teething. It's ready. It's walking around. It's touching stuff. You had to cover the outlets so Pokemon Y doesn't electrocute itself. That game is mobile. But you know what I mean. Not like mobile, but...
Thank
like,
God.
Technically, it's portable, so it's kind of... Anyway,
I'm closing in. I'm about 20 hours out of 400 hours in that game.
That's a lot of hours.
Which, if you've been paying attention to our previous podcast, is not the most hours I've put into a Pokemon game. Diamond, unfortunately, still holds that. A little over, probably like 420-ish, 430-ish hours.
Sure. Circle meets at Pokemon Diamond.
Unfortunately.
Toke up, brah.
It's been four, man. It's rough.
Indeed.
But yeah, it's...
I still can't believe. So how many shinies have you hatched at this point? Just two?
Three? I have gone for two, specifically the Tyrant and the Starly. And then before I even had the shiny charm, while filling out my national decks, I got a shiny Bronzor.
That's funny.
Bronzor? Is that the first? Bronzong is the evolution. That's right. He's green. I named him Liberty because he looks like a bell. So he's like the Liberty Bell.
You did it.
His nature was terrible, but I raised him anyway, and he's great.
Like a true mother?
Yep. He's a good
guy. That's how it works.
I was using him recently between your guys' matches last weekend because I was playing around in the Battle Institute a little bit and why. He's bad. He's really bad. He's got Reflect and Light Screen, and then Toxic and Confuse Ray. because he has no attack. I mean, Bronzong just doesn't. He's got a lot of defense. So that went well. Actually, it didn't. It was bad.
Oh,
he got
why
taunted
not well?
A few times and then just started struggling. It was really sad. I felt bad. But I have caught two other shinies in that game through hordes earlier while I was still actually playing.
Sure, but you weren't grinding them out. Yeah, that just kind of happened.
No.
That's cool.
I've had three that have happened naturally, and the two unnatural ones took like 600 plus eggs. So,
Doing it.
Shiny Golduck is much more disappointing and less cool than Shiny Psyduck, which is the first one I found in a horde. Shiny Psyduck is completely light blue, and he looks really cool. I was hoping that, like, Golduck would be, like, yellow or gold. No, he's darker blue with an orange beak. It's really disappointing. I was so sad when he evolved.
Mm.
And then I got a Spinda, which has green spots, which is pretty cool.
Indeed.
Yep.
That's neat.
Pokemans.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to train your Starly?
Oh, yeah. I actually finished EV training him this morning.
Oh, cool.
Afternoon? It might have been afternoon.
So your stats are maxed out?
Well, for a level one, yes.
Sure.
I haven't actually started training him yet. I got to finish the rest of the guys in this, like, crack team I put together while I was up north without internet. It's a... Oh, God. It's going to be a Malamar, Staraptor, Ampharos, and Wormadam. Don't ask questions. It's going to be Groundworm or Sandy Cloak Wormadam, so it's ground and bug, which is probably the most interesting out of its typings, because it can also be grass and bug and steel and bug, which are both 2x weak to fire, or 4x, my mistake. Ground isn't. Ground seemed to have the least amount of weaknesses, and I never trained one before. I mean, I didn't particularly like Wormadam, but I was like, I only had the X and Y post-game Pokedex guide with me and no internet, so that's what I picked. Yay.
That's funny.
Pokemans.
You're doing it. Still yep. Pokemoning.
Mm-hmm.
It's comfort food.
Oh, yeah.
Pokemon's always there to catch you when you just need something familiar.
Mm-hmm. It's also holding me out until Super Mystery Dungeon comes out in November, which I'm excited about.
That's cool.
You've actually been playing more current stuff than I have.
A couple things. Been mucking around with some stuff. Played like the first, let's say, hour and a half of Metal Gear Solid 5.
Woohoo!
So, which isn't much of that game. It's basically just the introduction. So I had bought Ground Zeroes, like, not when it came out, but let's like say like 6 months or so after it came out.
Yeah.
And just put it on the shelf and never put it in. So when I got Metal Gear Solid 5, I was like, well, I might as well do the first, the teaser before the full game. So I popped that in first, installed all that crap, played through Ground Zeroes, and then like after finishing that mission, which is basically like 40 or 50 minutes of gameplay, if you just power through it and don't do any of the other stuff that's on that disc, I popped in 5 and started checking it out. It was an interesting way to play those games. Like, I feel like it wouldn't be out of place if they had just gone ahead and bundled Ground Zeroes into 5 as the first mission, like the opening part of that game.
That's what I've seen from people, like people's reactions around the internet. They're like, I would have rather this just been all together.
Because I had to check myself a little bit when I was thinking about it. Just like how Metal Gear Solid 5 actually starts relative to how I felt it started. Because like, in my head, I had to go, oh wait, these are actually two separate things. Like, unless you went out of your way to put in Ground Zeroes again and play it just like I did before playing 5, like the cadence of this game starts differently than it would otherwise, because 5 is really slow burn in the beginning
because he wakes up from a coma, correct?
Yeah, and Ground Zeroes kind of hits the ground running. Like, the only thing that game starts with really is gameplay. It doesn't even, like, the story that it gives you to, like, the preamble for why you're even doing the Ground Zeroes mission is basically, like, 11 slides of text. Like, you can click on a separate tab, and it just, like, read these things that tell you, and it just gives you backstory about, like,
because
it involves characters that were in,
3?
Peace Walker. I mean, in a handful in 3, but, like, it is explicitly, like, tied to characters that were in Peace Walker, the PSP game that is also on Xbox and PS3 in the HD collection.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So it's technically been on consoles at this point.
I think
it
might also be available on the Vita. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, they put that out on the Vita, too, that bundle. And I think you could buy the games piecemeal if you got them digitally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you could just get, like, 3 or whatever if you just wanted that one. Or
woo-hoo.
whatever you were feeling. But yeah, like it almost makes more sense as a like if it were to actually be in there, because like you would really hit the ground running and you get some gameplay in and you get all the mechanics, then you'd have kind of your lull of how Metal Gear Solid 5 actually starts, where like you said, you're in the hospital bed and then you kind of slower burn to get out of the maddening descent into whatever the fuck's going on in that hospital, trying to not die. I don't know what's up with that, man. I'm not going to go into details, and I'm sure we'll talk about this more once hopefully I've played it, but at least other people have played it a little more.
Yeah, you and Fro were talking a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think Doug is playing it too.
Yeah, it's
at
real.
At least those two. So hopefully if you can get in more and they get in more, there'll be more discussions.
It's real
in the future.
Crazy, but my impressions so far are just like, it's very different. Like, at least so, like, with basically that Ground Zeroes and that introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so much so that you could almost, like, if you didn't explicitly know, if you weren't certain that this was another, like, the last, basically, Hideo Kojima Metal Gear Solid, I could kind of believe that this was, like, someone else's take
on Metal Gear Solid. It's like, the first one out.
Yeah, like, it's that much of a sea change from, like, the... Because the other games are, for the most part, kind of slow and plotting and just very anime-y. More than this one has been so far. And that, like, they'll exposition you to death. Like, a character will talk and talk and talk. Like, you can sit there and listen to Otacon yammer on about nuclear proliferation for, like, 15 minutes before you pick up the controller again. And this one feels more modern and maybe more Western in the way that, like, it kind of intersperses, like, all right, here's some, like, some world-building stuff, but also you're doing, like, inputs and stuff, and there isn't a bunch of, like, a character basically isn't talking at you to describe the situation you're in. You just kind of, like, see it unfold around you, and it's just more, I don't know, it feels more modern than the older Metal Gear games do, which is good. I mean, it's obviously newer.
Yeah.
But, and then the other part about it that, I don't think anybody really will know until they finish the game is just how much that holds through to the end. Because when playing Ground Zeroes, the other thing that really sticks out is it's mechanically probably the most solid Metal Gear game they've ever put out. Like, it feels like it's a game first and like all the other weird Metal Gear stuff second, which is not necessarily true of maybe any of those other games. Ones? Like, Peace Walker would probably be the closest one, and I think partially that's because it's a portable game.
Yeah.
But it still has more, and again, I don't know what's in the full game, but Peace Walker still has a lot of that, like, all right, you got to a place, so here's, like, 15 minutes of exposition. You meet a new character, and they're going to tell you their life story and give you some other chunk of, like, the overall narrative. Like, they're going to give you the piece of their mind about the theme of this given game. They'll yammer at you about child soldiers or nukes or...
The war economy.
Genes or the war economy. AIs for 20 minutes. GW and...
Man,
JD and...
Metal Gear Solid 4.
The Patriots.
That was a game. Oh, it was something else.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's very different, and I would be curious to know what is behind that, because with all the other stuff that we had heard going on at Konami, it would be interesting if this was like an art through adversity kind of thing, where Kojima made the game that he could with, like, you know, the resources and basically like the leash that they gave him, or if, like, this is what he wanted to make, because it seems like super solid, and like, you could go either way with it. Like, you could totally see this as the next evolution of Metal Gear period. Like, you could see it as, this is where I'm going to take the game now, and like, it's going to be more gameplay heavy, and on some level
he does like his curveball, so it doesn't surprise me necessarily that this could like explode out of left field.
Yeah,
like, here's this.
And on some level that's where modern games are going more anyway. Like, it just takes it takes x number of, like, it's cheaper to make and iterate on gameplay than it is to like change a script halfway through a game, because there's like dialogue has to be redone. You might need new assets, or you need to re-render stuff, or, you know, it's easier to just like, I'm gonna move the slider that makes how your gun moves like a little bit, just to make shooting a little more precise, or like, I don't know, like I said, it just overall it feels more modern, which is kind of cool. I like that it's a little bit different, but the like playing it still feels totally solid, and there's still some of the, like, not necessarily in like cutscene form yet, but there's still some of that Metal Gear dumbness in it.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
Fultoning dudes and just like just having that, like, put a balloon in a guy and have him scream their way into the sky, or doing the running punch and getting the $6 million man noise when you go.
So great. That's probably my favorite part of what I've seen.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anyone shit their pants yet, but give it time.
Yep. Maybe it's just replaced with the horse being able to poop on command.
Sure. Yeah. There's some poop in the game. That's all that matters.
Yep.
No pooping tanks, though. There are no mooing pooping tanks, unfortunately.
<You're> so weird. A look, it's all the gecko.
I haven't seen a watermelon yet. Maybe you can research watermelons. Maybe you get guys for your base, you can create a level one watermelon.
Step up after boxes, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, level two watermelons are seedless. You need at least three top men to get us to create a seedless watermelon.
Thank goodness.
On your weird tanker thing in the ocean.
Yep.
Yeah, I really want to play more of it. I want to see what's up with that game. And it seems crazy long, even for like the, if you power through basically like the missions that they're designating as the story missions, mm-hmm. like the main thread without going to like fuck around and stuff. Because that's the other thing is,
infinite,
it's also basically an
content.
Open world game.
Yeah.
Like in the way that you can in a GTA or a Red Dead Redemption or whatever, you can go do the mission you're assigned, or like once you're on the ground in Africa or Afghanistan or whatever, you can just kind of go fuck off and just see what's going on.
Woo.
I don't know. It's crazy. I want to see more. I want to know what's up with that space whale. Why did it eat that helicopter?
Nobody knows.
I mean, if people you finished know. It, you might know.
I've heard.
Don't
talk
tell me
about people. No, I don't know anything. I just know people finished it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all I know.
I would believe that.
Yes.
For sure.
I haven't heard anything specific, nor have I sought out anything specific.
Yep. So we'll see where that goes. Other than that, I haven't really been playing anything. We've been fiddling around with Rock Band a little bit,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be interesting. So we've been messing with Rock Band 3. Just like both kind of taking a trip down memory lane and prepping up, because I think it's going to be a part of the suite of entertainment that we're attempting to put into our wedding reception. So we'll see if that bears fruit or not. Uh-huh. But that game is in a really weird place right now compared to... like now that Rock Band 4 is coming out, almost more so than it was like than when the franchise was dead. It's going to be really interesting when that other game gets released, because it's kind of the closest thing that I can think of to Project M that's
mm-hmm.
not Project M.
Yeah.
And so for the uninitiated, Project M is basically like a fan-supported mod of Smash Brothers Brawl.
Yeah.
That attempts to make it just like modify the mechanics and make it more melee-like and just like a faster, more balanced, more responsive game.
Yeah, just through like a back door that mm-hmm. People were able to find to load in their own code.
Yeah, and it was basically the best thing going like in Smash Brothers, and really the only modern version of Smash Brothers until Smash 4 came out. So at some level, like the community, like the people who were super into that game were kind of driving it to the next level and keeping it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Band 3 kind of had the same thing going. So I'm trying to think. It was 2012, I believe, when Harmonix stopped putting out like weekly song downloads.
Sure.
And that was, for all intents and purposes, that was when that game died. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you could still play it, obviously.
There was no new
but
content.
Yeah, when they weren't putting out new stuff for it, it was they're saying like, look, we're either done with this completely, or at least we're taking a break,
yeah.
which is ultimately what happened, because obviously there's a new game coming out.
Whew.
But after that happened, the Rock Band community, basically like a small group of dudes using the authoring tools that they put out, that Harmonix put out for the Rock Band Network, which was their like homebrew, like do-it-yourself, put songs into Rock Band on your own time system. They used that stuff combined with like exploits in one of the versions of the game that I think all of them but the most recently updated version got patched it out.
Mm-hmm.
That would let you run, basically you could dump files onto a flash drive yourself, plug it into a 360 and run custom songs.
Mm-hmm.
And there had been a group of people to this day even have been putting out like basically weekly song downloads, like they're in there like authoring tracks and like putting songs together and putting out new stuff for people to play every single week. So it's just really weird that that's no longer going to be the case, because those guys are bowing out basically.
They
made an announcement that said like, hey, we're not going to take this stuff down, and like we'll leave the forums up and stuff when people want to chat, but when the new game releases, we're going to stop putting out like custom stuff basically for people to download, which is kind of cool of them to sort of cede the floor to Rock Band 4.
It makes sense, because they were just trying to keep a game that they really liked alive and interesting,
mm-hmm.
but and in sort of the way it's a little bit different from like Project M in this aspect, because like the community itself is splintered with Smash Brothers
mm-hmm.
in so many ways, but I mean Rock Band is still Rock Band.
Yeah, and
there's no tripping in Rock Band.
Right.
That they got changed in the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as far as I know, there were never any holdouts like, oh, Rock Band 1's clearly the best game. Like,
yeah. Oh,
people
yeah.
played the most recent one, and for the most part, like, with the exception of like maybe if you had some issues with the like one or two weird eccentricities in the menus or something, like every game was more robust, like it was better than the last one.
Yeah.
And Rock Band 4 is taking it back to like they did put like too much stuff in that game at one point. They were like just literally like too many modes and too many menus and just too much shit in there. And that's kind of the stuff they're dialing back in Rock Band 4, which I think is a really good idea.
Oh, but yeah, definitely.
Before that, Rock Band 3 is certainly the most solid, like it's the one you'd want.
Yeah.
But the weird part of that, though, is that they're, like, you lose that bit of freedom that you get from something that's not quite legit. Because it's like, if it's just dudes doing it on their own time,
who knows,
and they're not, like,
happen.
Clearing songs necessarily with, like, the rights holders or whatever, it's just, all right, I'm going to spend 7 weeks, and then, like, when I'm done, the whole Led Zeppelin catalog is going to be in there, and that's just because I felt like doing it, and now you can play those songs. But, I mean, that stuff is, like, it would be a Herculean or impossible effort, you know, to do that legitimately. So on some level, you have less, like, you're not going to have access to maybe the same breadth of content that you could with the people sort of doing it on the download.
Yeah.
So it's just a really strange thing. And I'm not sure if they've announced like what their official plans are at Harmonix going forward with DLC and Rock Band 4. Like they've said that this game is like the game.
Yeah. They're
like, we're not going to release another Rock Band this generation. Like, so if you're on Xbox One and PS4, this is the one. Like there's not going to be Rock Band 5
idea.
Next year.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah. No, that's the right way to go. But they also haven't said, you know, how often they're going to put out DLC and stuff. And I bet they'll wing it. Like I'll bet maybe up front they probably have at least through the end of the year, like they have stuff planned out. And then they'll see how
that.
Well how the game sells and how well those downloads sell, and then like kind of adjust from there.
Yeah, definitely playing it safer than how fast and loose it was a handful of years ago when all these guitar music paraphernalia games were coming out, and it's just like all the time, everything, everywhere, go, go, go.
Sure, and I bet it'll be a little less. Well, maybe not. I guess, you know, we'll see. Because back in the day, it was like it was equal parts. Like they were kind of going after songs that like folks either had requested or like folks at Harmonix internally had kind of went to bat for. Like we should really get something from this band in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had also done like really synergistic stuff, like here's some movie that's coming out, so here's a song from it, or like they were owned by MTV, which was owned by Viacom for most of Rock Band's life, so they would do like here's two Nickelodeon songs because we're all the same parent company, and like that's how stuff works. That's how business gets done.
Business.
Yep, there's a SpongeBob SquarePants hack in that game. I had forgotten about that until I was flipping through the
oh, that's bizarre.
I don't remember what the songs were, but they're just they're songs from the show at some point. People
I
in SpongeBob.
Bet they're wonderful.
So yeah.
Excellent.
That stuff's all weird.
Yes.
And they had that Cartman version of Poker Face.
Yes, we saw that.
Lots of that stuff.
Good.
So yeah, it'll be really weird, but I'm still excited. I'll be glad
you
to play
really
that.
You really like Rock Band?
I do really like Rock Band. I'll be glad to play that new game. And I hope that they figure out at some point how to get wired 360 controllers to work on the Xbox One. Because that still kind of bums me out that stuff doesn't work.
Is it just
work.
Like a driver thing, do you think? Like a hardware?
Well, yeah. And I think it's still ultimately because the Xbox platform standards for controller inputs are more strict than the PlayStation's.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how I believe how people were able to write their own, like how developers were able to just write drivers to get like PS3 fight sticks and stuff to work on PS4. Is that it's just a more open like USB data bus standard. Like, look, if it feeds in USB data and you know what you're doing, you can probably write code to make this work. Whereas on the 360 and the Xbox One, they've kind of had like proprietary chips. Like you literally have to be licensed through Microsoft, and there's some kind of encryption or something.
Gotcha.
Like they do more to make sure that like non-authorized hardware cannot interface with their consoles, basically.
Which, I mean, makes sense because they are like more into like, I don't know, maybe it's just like because of their software stuff. That
well, yeah, I say Microsoft's
kind of
a
background.
Big software company and they have like their best practices and all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Whereas Sony is more hardware focused, I think, I would guess, as opposed to software.
I mean, yeah, for sure. If it was leaning towards one, Sony is more of a hardware company than a software company. Although that's getting less true every day with all the businesses they sell.
Well, yes.
I don't know if they still make phones anymore.
Huh.
Or they're like about to not make phones. They don't make laptops anymore. I think they kind of want to get out of TVs, at least to some extent. I don't know. Sony's in a weird place.
Do they dump all their money into curved TVs to little to no avail?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that's still like a Samsung thing. I don't think Sony does curved TVs.
I thought Sony did.
They were really early on I think they had the first 4K TV.
I knew that, yeah.
But I don't think, I mean, they probably have one at this point, but I know they didn't start that. Like that was a Samsung initiative. Like, hey, look at these curved televisions. It's like the TV is all around you, bro.
Oh, man.
But anyway, but yeah, I'll be excited. And yeah, that's the only real part that bums me out is because I've got like 600 songs downloaded on Xbox, so I definitely can't switch platforms, and all the instruments that I still have are on Xbox. But basically everything works on the PlayStation side just because their standards were a little less strict, and the Xbox side, not so much.
Yeah.
Because even getting the dongle or whatever doesn't bother me, because basically the Xbox version, even to use the wireless stuff, the Xbox version of Rock Band 4, it's $20 more, and it comes with a wireless dongle, kind of like the one that you would use on PC to sync wireless Xbox controllers to a computer. So you plug that into your Xbox One, and it has the little button, like on the 360, where you'll hold it down, and then you hold your controller button down and sync them like through that device, but not literally through the Xbox itself.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. I'm excited. It'll be fun.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, then there's still that thing of like, it'll even be like a slow burn for the people who like have been kind of mucking around with Rock Band like little bits at a time ever since they stopped support, because you won't get all that other new custom stuff. You're going to lose some songs by default because Rock Band 3 itself did not export like the other games did.
Hmm.
So like their other game discs, basically when they sold them, they came with like a download code on the back of the manual that was like, you can go punch this in on Xbox Live at some point and, you know, give us some fraction of the amount that you paid for this disc. And it'll basically let you download that disc's track list to push forward into the next version of the game. But Rock Band 3 didn't have something like that, because Rock Band 3 was, you know, theoretically at some point going to be the last Rock Band game.
And for a while it was.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So yeah, so that stuff's going to be gone no matter what. The Beatles stuff won't come through, and that's another thing you can do if you're doing the custom tracks. You can basically find ripped copies of all the Beatles songs and just dump them into Rock Band 3 so you have everything in one game.
That's just licensing stuff, right?
Yeah, and then like a handful of DLC songs are gone now. Although I think in some cases, if you had bought them while they were available, you can still have access to them. Like the Metallica songs have been off the store for like, I think it was even before they stopped official DLC support, or it was very soon after that. They were just like, well, we didn't re-up the licensing. Like, our licensing with them expired, so these are going to, like, if you want these, buy them now, because they're going to go away. So I know there are like a couple examples of that, of just songs that used to be downloadable, and then, you know, whatever deal they had ran out, so that stuff like kind of got pulled from the, at least the front-facing, like actively purchasable part of the store.
Not the Rock Band black market.
Right.
All those shifty deals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was kind of the other weird thing with customs, is they would come from a bunch of different sources. So like early on, it was just a lot of people ripping Guitar Hero songs and putting them into Rock Band. Since basically if you ripped those files, like, they were already multi-tracked, since fundamentally they function the same way. Like, all the instruments are on separate, like, separate audio files, and you could just take them in the same way they were separated, just put them into the game. Or, like, the cheap and lazy way, like, basically the only way you can, like, if a song hadn't been in one of those games or something, would be just to take, you know, like, an MP3 or something and shove it in there, and obviously you don't get the track separated, but if you're not working for masters, you can't really, like, parse out, you know, the guitar track or whatever. Or then the middle ground would be, like, people would find, like, karaoke versions of songs and be like, all right, there was a karaoke version of, you know, Girls Just Want to Have Fun or whatever the song happened to be, and, like, we'll pull that in there and, like, do some wizardry, and it'll be sort of multi-track, but not really.
Wizardry.
I don't know. I'm excited. Those games are fun.
Woo.
It's a good time. I hope it comes back a little bit. Like, I hope it does well enough to justify the fact that they made it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Because it seems like people are excited. Like, I don't think it's going to be a thing. Like, I don't think it's going to be like it was last time a Wii Sports. I don't think it's going to capture the imaginations of the general public.
Yeah, but it's not going to light the world on fire.
Yeah, but I hope it does well enough to kind of self-sustain it, be self-sustaining and, like, continue on. Had to have been a good business decision for them to make.
Yeah.
So they can keep putting out songs and just kind of keep doing the little light iterations on stuff.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. And I think that's about all I've been up to in the world of video games.
Video games!
Anything else? You got any other?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's roll straight on into news. Oh, I can't find it. There it is. That's the right tab. You pulled some news. I pulled some of that news, and we'll talk about that news.
News!
This doesn't really have anything to do with the video games, but Google updated their logo.
And it's terrible.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Me either.
I still don't care. The weird part is I don't care at all about like the actual logo, like the word Google that they replaced with a different font or whatever.
I don't like it.
That part doesn't bother me, but to this day, ever since they changed it like a week or two ago or however long it's been at this point.
All 5 days.
That's right. This 437 hours worth of new Google logo. however much time it's been.
It was not 400 hours.
Shh. No, the little, basically like the little icon that shows up on your browser bar. Like, that's the part that throws me off. Yeah. Yeah, where it's like a weird rainbowy uppercase G.
I don't like it.
It's just, it weirds me out whenever I see it. The first time I was taken aback, I was like, oh.
Oh.
Did someone, that's not Google? What happened? What website am I on?
That was literally the first comment one of my sisters made in regards to it. And she was like just as enraged as you are. She's just like, I hate it so much. I just, ugh. I don't like it at all.
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't even say enraged. It's just uncomfortable. It's like if someone's like leaning too close to you, just kind of breathing on you. That's what the new little, yeah, you're doing it. I don't feel safe. Help. Help me.
I need an adult.
I need an adult.
I don't like the font. I really don't. I miss the G, like the mm-hmm. lowercase G. That was it. That was Google. All those serifs, man, they're gone now. I miss them.
Don't worry.
That was close to, if not the exact same font they've always been using. Like, I remember back in the day before, like, Chrome or anything, when they were just a search engine, that was the font I remember, man.
My Google, I remember.
Back in, like, early 2000s. That's around when it started. When did Google start?
I mean, technically, I think Google went live in, like, 1998 or something.
Okay.
The Google algorithm was on the internet at some point in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
but when they transitioned from like being a like high-profile Stanford student project or whatever to like an incorporated company to like the monolith that they are now, I couldn't tell you when those like milestones hit. I think they bought YouTube in like, or maybe YouTube just came online in 2005. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
They didn't own it at first.
Yeah, they didn't own it at first.
No, it is. YouTube did come around in 2005 because they were just.
And they probably bought them in like 2007 or 2008 or something. But anyway.
I thought it was later.
YouTube has definitely been part of Google way longer than it hasn't.
Sure.
Like, they weren't around that long before Google picked them up.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just unsettling. It'll take some getting used to.
I don't like it.
Don't worry. Someday they'll bring back Google Classic. Or like, in 15 years from now, it'll be an April Fool's. Like, hey, check it out. This is what Google looked like in the ancient times when we were rubbing sticks together to make our internet.
They'll break my heart when they do that. And they take it away the next day. I'll cry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you do it, Google. Give me back the serif. Let me change the font.
Mm-hmm. You should just go like feed your, like go through the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
Just go back like 3 weeks in time and look at google.com.
Or just like go back and kidnap the guy who was going to change it. The guy who pushed the button to make that go live.
That's what you do with your one time machine moment?
No.
Like, forget Hitler.
No.
Make sure the Google font doesn't change.
No.
Indeed. What else? There's a new Wii U hardware bundle out.
Yeah.
If you want to buy a Wii U, you can get it with Mario Kart and all the other parts of Mario Kart.
Basically the DLC.
Yep. Which is cool. Mario Kart's a good game.
I
thought all the DLC
cool.
was fun. Yeah.
Especially the tracks. I could give or take the new characters. They mm-hmm. don't really matter. All the characters are the same.
Yeah, interestingly enough, it's kind of not as great a deal in like a giant bundle,
mm-hmm.
considering that DLC was a pretty good deal if you bought it exclusively anyway.
Oh yeah.
Like, I wonder, I mean, Nintendo games don't drop in price really, so I'm assuming a new copy of Mario Kart is still like $60. That's still cool. If you bought a Wii U today, Mario Kart 8 is a game you would want.
Totally.
So, sure, why not put it in there? I wonder if they'll do any other bundles. They are doing the Star Fox one.
They're making a Mario Maker bundle.
Yeah.
It'll be coming out this
Friday.
I
answered my own question. Mm-hmm.
Star Fox. I've heard people's impressions of it after PAX were better than they expected it to be.
It's cool. Did they buckle down and like, all right, these demo kiosks have pro controllers on.
I have no idea. All I've heard is that people were more optimistic coming out of PAX
mm-hmm.
about it going than going in.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what's up with that game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still don't think it'll be dog shit. Like, a shitty Nintendo game is like a 6 or a 7.
Yeah.
Like, Nintendo usually doesn't release, like, literal garbage. So even if it's disappointing, it's going to be, like, mediocre probably.
I don't think it would leave the headquarters if it was anything less than like over 50%.
I bet it'll be functional. I bet it won't have like weird fucked up Skyrim or like like weird day one like this game just doesn't function problems. I don't actually know if Skyrim did, but like, you know what I mean.
Well, it's just
like the Assassin's Creed unities of the world. Seeing a fox face without like just the eyeballs would be pretty fucked up.
It would be pretty fucked up.
I'm not interested.
I'm not about that.
No, thank you.
Nope.
Speaking of Nintendo stuff,
Nintendo.
This I didn't see until, like, the, I'm surprised that, like, you put this in the list. I was like, what? Pikmin 4 in development and very close to completion, quote unquote.
When did that even get announced?
As far as I knew, it didn't. Nintendo has confirmed Pikmin 4, the previously unannounced next generation in the real-time strategy game series. Huh.
So Shigeru it's an advanced level of development.
Speaking to Eurogamer,
like, bombs at people?
Pikmin 4 is very close to completion. News to me. All right.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
I did a double take and I was looking at them like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to remember which one came out. And I'm like,
oh, what the last one was?
It was
how many Pikmin games are there?
Yeah.
Good point.
I had to think about it for a second. I'm like, no, that was mm-hmm. three.
Well, now you know that there will be at least two games that work with the Olimar amiibo, so.
Olimar. Olimar trainer.
I don't think that's how it works.
Palutena and Luma.
Yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't have even thought that Pikmin 4 was like a foregone conclusion.
Nope.
Like, I wouldn't have been sure that they were going to make that game, but apparently they're almost done making that game.
I didn't even know they were going to make a Pikmin 3, and they did, and apparently it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I know Phil and Kyle love it to death.
Yep. So yeah.
We haven't played it yet.
Mm-hmm. I should give those games, like, a shot, kind of. Like, I've played them each for a couple hours. Well, not three yet, but, like,
yeah.
I played Pikmin 1 and Pikmin 2 for, like, a couple hours each and just kind of screwed around with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cool. Like, I think they're just not for me. Like,
yeah.
So I am so adverse to real-time strateginess.
Same.
That, like, even those games, I just couldn't get over the hump of, like, of that part of it.
I really, I never could get over, like, the strictness of Pikmin 1.
Yeah.
I tried so many times and just didn't. I enjoyed 2 better than 1 because there wasn't like the, oh my land, 30 days, you're gonna die. Like, that was too much, and I was just getting in. That was the first real-time strategy game I think I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Only 1, 2, probably.
You needed songs to turn back, like?
Yes.
You needed the song of double time?
No, you don't want that. I don't want the day going faster.
Just beat it in 15 days. That's like the challenge mode.
I can't.
Achievement unlocked.
No, thank you.
I wonder what a speedrun is for that game. Like, can you beat it in like 4 days?
I think you can leave whenever you want. So, I mean, if there's like a set series, like a sequence of events that you need to do, like, oh, I need to build like this bridge by like hour 2 of day 1, or just this run is in the trash. I don't know.
Indeed.
Pikmin 2 was neat. I liked the weird little subterranean thing. Those enemies are scary, though.
Did you ever play the Wii version?
I did not.
Okay, I was just curious if the Wii remote.
The GameCube Pikmin 2, they announced both of them on the Wii U, and they were cheaper on the Wii U.
Sure, yeah, I was just curious if the Wii remote added anything to it, but
aiming.
I guess you can't speak to that. Huh? Oh,
the
sure.
Aiming,
I mean,
and
yeah.
Like, for, like, yelling at him with the whistle,
mm-hmm.
basically that just reticle that you kind of move around.
Right.
I think that's it.
Okay.
As far as I know. Never
so,
played him.
That game will come out. I wonder if it'll be on the NX. Like, if it'll be on the next thing, or if that's a Wii U
it.
Game.
I bet it's a Wii U game.
I mean, it probably is. Because even, like, maybe Pikmin, weirdly enough, would be the game to close out. Like, that's the game that closes out the Wii U, kind of. Like, Kirby is usually the one who puts a bullet in Nintendo consoles. And this time it'll be something even, like, lower priority. Just kind of like, hey, man, want to hang out with some Pikmin? We got you.
Yeah, just come here. The Pikmin will then bury the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how they'll transfer your data over from one 3DS to the other.
Yep.
Which is still adorable, by the way. Too cute.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Speaking of Pikmin,
Pikmin,
but not really. I bet you can't use the Shovel Knight amiibo in Pikmin 4.
Probably not.
In fact, this headline says you can't. Nintendo is making a Shovel Knight amiibo.
Which is still amazing.
Which is crazy, but also kind of amazing.
It's great. I'm excited for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently the Shovel Knight amiibo will only work in Shovel Knight.
I read Yacht Club Games' games.
Well, sure, but I don't think they've put out another thing.
No.
So,
but
I mean,
I'm leaving that open to interpretation.
Someday they'll make another game,
yeah.
And maybe Shovel Knight will make an appearance in some capacity.
I saw a really cool, like, interesting gallery of, like, the production design, like, the design of that amiibo. Like, there
like
were
the prototypes?
Yeah.
Like, here's the, like,
no,
one that someone put sculpted
like,
by hand for
like all
37
the
hours.
Sketches. It was cooler. Like, they had a really big one of, like, what the actual one looked like, or at least it was bigger and it was in, like, clay.
Mm-hmm.
But they had, like, a bunch of different poses potentially planned. Like, they showed the different, like, base designs that they were thinking of, and
mm-hmm.
it was neat. It's really cool.
Yep.
Way to go.
Yeah, it's a neat thing. It's a weird...
first, third party, or any other party aside from first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amiibo. I wonder who initiated that, because you would think maybe Nintendo reached out to them, because...
They were exclusive, like,
sure.
For launch. They had a really solid Kickstarter, and I have not heard anyone complain about that game ever.
Yeah, so I mean, like, that's, I don't know, it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's a very cool way for, if Nintendo is gonna go to bat and court indies like this, like, that's a cool way to go for, like, to make a high-profile, small-scale game, like, even more special on your platform, and kind of give those guys the nod they deserve. It's a really neat idea. I hope they do more of that in the future. I'd buy a fucking Super Meat Boy amiibo.
That'd be awesome. There's no, well, there is, he's not on there yet. Isaac's on there.
Oh, sure.
I don't want Binding of Isaac amiibos. Yeah. I would be too scared.
I mean, I don't think there'll ever be a version of Meat Boy on a Nintendo console at this point. Because that was originally a Wii-exclusive game. Like, long before, when that game was still gestating, it was going to come out exclusively for the Wii. And then at some point, when they started, like, making it kind of a bigger thing than I think they'd envisioned originally, it just got moved to, you know,
XBLA.
Xbox and, yeah, and the like.
And the like.
But very cool. I don't think there's a release date for the Shovel Knight amiibo.
You can pre-order it.
But in, like, the US or just in the UK?
I'm not sure.
I mean, whatever. Doesn't matter. Keep your eyes peeled. If you're looking, search the internet for amiibos, and you might find success. But that seems like it'll be a cool one. So
yeah.
If you're into buying dumb plastic toys, that's a less dumb
Aren't
plastic
I?
Toy than some of the other ones.
Tell me more about dumb plastic toys. Wade's not here.
Oh, what else? Destiny 2.0 update is out.
Yay.
I'm just going to leave it at that. We'll talk about... I'm certain we'll talk more about Destiny when Phil is around to talk about Destiny, so...
Good.
No need to blow that now.
Nope. Or ever. What? Huh?
Destiny's cool. I don't know if I'll ever go back to it at this point, just due to time constraints, but I enjoyed the, like, probably 15 or so hours I put into it. Like, it's fun to shoot stuff.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's what I've got on Destiny.
Neat.
Notch is bummed out. He's not having a great time. Which is kind of like, I could totally believe that on some level. I had thought about this after kind of reading, like, when people had posted together, like, his strings of tweets with just kind of his, like, existential sadness.
Really sad.
Mm-hmm. So you always go back and forth between, like, it's hard to feel bad for the guy who has a couple billion dollars. But at the same time, once you reach a certain point, money truly doesn't make you happy. Like, the amount of rich you want to be is between, I'm going to say between, like, the 100 and, like, $500,000 a year salary level rich. Once you've made, like...
I think it also, it doesn't help that it was just, like, literally just, like, lump sum, like, boom!
Sure.
Here's all this cash.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing there is, like, you know, no one wants to be, like... Like, the thing you can throw back at those people is that, like, oh, you'll never, you know, you'll never want for anything, like, physically. Which is, there's something to say for that a little bit, in that, like, you know, they're never, Notch is not going to go hungry. He's never going to be homeless.
Yeah.
Like, those worries have, like, left him forever. But at the same time,
it doesn't,
like,
make a life worth living, though.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. And that's the other part. Like, I think people are a little too quick to do that, to just say, oh, you've got money, so fuck it.
Because, like, everyone assumes that having all the money and wanting for nothing is the goal in life, which is, I think, is horribly shallow.
Well, yeah, and like I said, I think it's somewhere
really
in between there.
Actually,
like, I think for most people, I think in general, like, people don't necessarily want to be, like, super rich, but you want to be safe.
Oh yeah,
like, you want to know that, like, you know, if I get hospitalized or something, you just want to know that you'll have a place to live and, like, food to eat and water to drink. You want the necessities, but once you've got that stuff kind of locked in, then, like you
there
said,
needs
like
to be more.
Yeah, and once you reached, like, once you reached, you know, a couple million dollars or whatever, like, what I even start doing with this money?
Yeah,
and then it changes. Basically, it's like lottery winners and stuff. Like, it changes the social dynamic of how people relate to you, because you can never be certain. You know, are they just around because I have money, or, like,
who's looking for a handout?
Yeah, and on some level, there's always going
to
be
they
that
just
disparity.
Being nice to me because of the money, like.
Yeah, and just, like, how society, like, ultimately, classism is still a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
In America, so it's just, on some level, you could generally, like, you could let it go to your head even at some point. It's like, oh, I am better than these people because I've got all this cash. Or just, like, and people will treat you that way even if you, at first, you don't want to be treated that way. Like, they will, you know, you'll get treated like royalty. You're like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. I mean, that's how all these, like, that's how the Justin Biebers and the Miley Cyruses of the world start getting away with, like, that's when they do whatever they want, because people just tell them, hey, you can do whatever you want.
Whatever. I think they're really, one of the sadder parts about Notch's whole situation like on his personal level, whatever is like what I've read. Like he was really unhappy with how mind like what was happening at Mojang anyway. Like mm-hmm. it was too big for him. Like that it started out as just his like just a fun little thing that he did, mm-hmm. and it grew too big for him. And I think he was kind of depressed about that a little bit too. Like
yeah, well, I still totally
pre buyout, and then he like it sounded like he wanted to like distance himself from that. And maybe do other stuff and try to make sure that everyone else was taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally, and now I totally
it just, like. It's kind of just like, well, what do I have now?
Yeah, when that first happened, I totally bought like, and I still buy his own personal description of why he made that sale. Like,
yeah.
most of the reason he made it was just to kind of like get out. If you look back at like, because I remember when that game was a weird little thing. Like when we were relatively like, kind of when we first met, when we were relatively early on in school and stuff. Like, Minecraft was this weird little Java game that, like, it hadn't become this mainstream, insane, like, it hadn't become this thing. I remember randomly watching
one of my friends, like, play it during chemistry class, one lecture, like,
yeah,
just, but, or was it, it was physics, and that was, actually.
But, yeah, I remember the time when it was just, like, this weird little, like, indie thing that was getting word of mouth in the groups of people who are just, like, intrinsically interested in video games, and then it became...
like, there's a handful of videos on, like, really old videos on some of the channels I watch of just, like, people showing off Minecraft, because no one, like, I didn't know what it was. I just knew, hey, it's a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, look at that. Huh, everything's blocky. That's cool.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just a... But absolutely, like, the life he has now, like, he was kind of swept into it.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's been, like...
It was not his intention to become a billionaire.
Like, shot downstream in rapids. Mm-hmm. Very, like, out of his control completely.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are both sides to that coin. On the one hand, like, you know, he's got all that money, and having a gigantic mansion would be pretty cool, but, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're just hanging out in that big house... being unable to relate to people, you know, much more so than you could have in the past, even like a couple years ago or whatever, and just kind of sitting there with your stuff. Like, it's got to be a weird thing. And I do feel bad for him.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
It's just it's an interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, like, because of that, because it wasn't necessarily even the thing he was looking for.
Oh, no.
Because, like, with the, like, if you're some, like, Wall Street badass or whatever, on some level, that's like karma coming to get you if that situation happens to you. It's like, all right. You made your bed, rich man, now lie in it. But, I mean, he was just a dude trying to make weird little games, yeah. And then
and it sounds like a lot of his smaller projects got kind of, like, left by the wayside in favor of Minecraft.
Sure, well, I mean, yeah, in the early going, it was like, you know, you want something to be successful, but you don't necessarily want it to change the world and, like, kind of be completely judged upon it, which I think is the situation, like... Like, people were just so in his face because so many people were involved with Minecraft at some point. They're just like, look, I don't even, like, I don't want to be treated like crap for having made this thing, so. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is a unique situation.
He is, like, the first of his kind, like, really, like, hitting it off big, making independent games. Like, no one really knows, like, there isn't really anyone else who's really in his...
Sure, because even the other big games, like the Braids or the Super Meat Boys or, like, you know, other
they're
big...
They're not Minecraft.
Yeah, other big indie games, like, they're small games that did really well and, you know, set those guys up comfortably or whatever, but Minecraft is a whole nother thing. Minecraft is on, like, a Mickey Mouse, like,
oh, yeah.
Harry Potter, like, Star Wars. It's one
so
of those...
There's so much just, like... You just go into a store and you can find, like, Minecraft merchandise.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, assuming no one, like, horribly steers the ship into the iceberg or whatever, it's one of those, like, this thing will be around for our grandkids, you know, assuming no one fucks it up real bad. Like, it is a tentpole experience of, like, a generation, as opposed to just, like, a really cool, well-made game. Like,
man, I watched a trailer for Minecraft Story Mode today. That was one, I don't know if you saw that, it was weird. I felt uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it.
They're still making that movie, too. I forget what the details are, but they're making a Minecraft movie.
I don't like it.
That I think the script that got leaked is it's like a child adventure film. Like a kid finds a magical
great
something or other, and then they can make the world out of blocks or,
that's
I don't know.
Weird.
I'm sure it'll be something.
Mm.
But yeah, I did see that. So let's go ahead and segue right into that. But, like, what is the Minecraft Story Mode?
I don't know. It's a separate game.
So it's not
Telltale's
like
Telltale's making.
Oh, okay. I knew that they were making a Minecraft thing. So this is that.
This is that.
Okay. All right.
I can't. There was no gameplay as far as I know in that trailer. I don't know if it's like The Walking Dead or any of their other like standout like Telltale games.
Mm-hmm.
There, I have not heard anything.
How many dialogue choices are there?
I don't know, but it stated like your like it mentioned like in big floating text like your story like. Your decisions or your whatever.
Sure. So you don't break blocks, you talk to them?
Probably.
You
Everyone
pick, like,
has mouths.
You pick
like,
one block over the other and it's
like... There's like Minecraft Steve just like, he's got like a working mouth that isn't just like a texture.
Okay.
They all do, it's weird. I didn't like it.
It's just like, the redstone will remember that.
Probably, yeah.
Those diamonds won't forget that you didn't chunk them out of the wall 2 hours ago, and you're going to pay for that later.
Well, I don't think you're going to be doing any regular Minecraft stuff from what it looked like. It looked like you're just a character in the world, and there's, like, a bunch of other... Like, it's not the lonely, like, just kind of, oh, just go and explore. It's, like, an actual, like, world. Like, there's tons of people everywhere, and I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know.
Sounds weird. I'd like to see what that game actually is.
I didn't like how they made the characters into, like, people. Like, the faces are creepy, and it's, I don't know.
But is it, like, a face on, like, still a square, weird man? Okay, so they didn't make the models necessarily look different than...
No.
Okay.
But it's just the head.
Okay.
It's, I don't know how to describe it. I didn't like it.
I mean, I'll look it up. I'm sure I'll see it at some point, and at least a trailer or something.
Well, there is a trailer. There's one trailer, I think, is what the news story was. Is that was like the first thing that's been out.
Okay. Yeah, I'll watch that later.
It's weird. I didn't like it.
Indeed.
Ugh.
There are new PlayStation Vitas coming out.
Woo!
Shock and awe. Be amazed.
I didn't know if what I was reading was true. Like, everyone's sure. talking about how it's dead, but why are they making more?
Well, I mean, maybe they're like, so they're coming out in new colors. Blue, I guess a light, like lightish blue one is coming to the U.S.
Yeah, it's bright.
Yeah, it's
light
vibrant.
Blue. It's not like a pastel or anything.
It's almost like an aquamarine. A little less green than that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like it's a, like you said, it pops.
Like
it's
a turquoisey
real,
kind of blue.
Sure, yeah. It's a kind of nice looking thing.
I don't know if I'd like it so bright.
It's got black sticks, which I'm not, like, they should have
yeah.
put white ones on there.
Yeah.
Like, they're too dark.
That was the part that looked really weird to me.
And,
like, the screen outline is still black.
And then what did you say the other colors were in
there's
other
a
regions?
White one.
Okay.
Well, there's only, the blue is in U.S., and white and orange, which is kind of like a reddish orange, mm-hmm. are in Japan.
Okay, because, yeah, when they released the other, when they had updated the Vita the first time, when they had basically done, like, a very light hardware revision, like, they replaced, like, the OLED screen with LCD.
Yeah.
And they, I think they made one or two other really tiny tweaks to, like, the start and select button and, like, the sticks maybe or something.
Yeah.
That are different than the versions that we both have. When they had put
those
out in Japan,
too.
Yeah, and they're slightly skinnier. When they put those out in Japan, they had also released different colors there then.
I don't know if I knew that.
But I don't remember. I think there was a yellow one at that time, and then there were a couple different ones. But
Sounds
yeah, they had multiple colors then, and we only got, you know, the black one or whatever. Yeah, that's weird. I wonder what, if anything, they're going to do.
Of all time.
Yeah, I wonder what, if anything, they're going to do, like, for the holiday season. Is that either this was, like, a thing that was in their calendar that, like, all right, we're still going to do this, because why would we not? Like,
we already made all
yeah, exactly.
these
We set
cases.
The budget aside for that, so, like, fuck it, let's do it. Or, like, maybe this is their, like, this is when they step that thing down into, like,
Vita,
all right, it's, like,
Vita,
$80 now.
Vita.
Just go
Vita,
buy one.
Vita. That'd be a really good price for Vita. I mean, they're only, like, $100 now, aren't they?
I think they're still $200 if you literally bought one sticker price. Like, I think the MSRP is still, like, $200 with a game. Like, with a bundled with something.
Oh, okay.
But don't quote me on that. But I'm almost positive they're not $100. Because the Vita TV is $100,
maybe
but that thing has also like
thinking.
Fluctuated. Like there were various points where you could get that thing for like $30.
Wow!
Like I think even on the Sony store, like on their website, you could like very recently you could pick one of those up for like a third the price that it's retails for normally.
Vita.
So yeah, that's interesting. I'll be on the lookout just to like out of morbid curiosity. If they kind of do a little marketing push with like, oh, here, it's super cheap now over the holidays, or like they do some weird Black Friday thing with like stores offering just bundling a Vita with a PS4 and calling it a day.
Huh.
That's all speculation. Like
yeah.
I'm just making
oh, yeah.
stuff, making interesting things that could happen up off the top of my head.
Woo.
But weird.
I still like my Vita.
It's a cool thing. It's a cooler system than like what happened to it.
Oh, yeah.
did not necessarily deserve to be, like, maligned to the level that I think it kind of has been.
I want to mess with it more and doing, like, remote play with the PS4.
I mean, ultimately, it was still, like, the reason the Vita didn't take off is the same reason the PSP didn't take off. It's just, like, a thing without a country. Like, it's not quite as good as your, like, big boy, like, plug into the TV systems, but it is also not quite as weird and unique as, like, the stuff you might find on the 3DS. So,
I mean, the PSP's doing hella well in Japan because it had Monster Hunter on it.
Sure. So, it's a weird thing.
Yes.
I
still like my Vita.
And I think that's probably going to do it. Like, there were a couple other things on there. Like, are there any of the you wanted to mention? Did you remember off the top of your head that were?
I know. We talked about them
cutting stuff for time.
The Lost Podcast.
The Lost Podcast.
But the guys who got arrested.
Oh, that's right.
The Pokemon.
Yeah, we could mention that real quick.
They have been denied bail.
We had mentioned it on their other show, which it happened like immediately.
Yeah.
Like the first news was breaking because I think that was the weekend of
it was the weekend
of Worlds, of Pokemon Worlds,
like
whatever.
2 weeks ago or whatever.
Yeah, so two unscrupulous young men had posted pictures of guns and made threats.
In like a mid-20s.
Yeah, had made threats about coming to the Pokemon Worlds and like essentially shooting up the place.
And they were caught before anything happened, thank God.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And found, like, they didn't have anything on their person, from what I understand.
Right, but
they found, like,
yeah.
Two different guns.
Yeah, they got a warrant to search their car.
Hundreds of rounds of ammo.
Found all
and
that stuff in the vehicle.
And stuff. And apparently, because I read the article that was attached to that headline. And apparently their lawyer's like, oh, it's just kids speaking on the internet. It doesn't mean anything. The judge is like, no. Like, clearly something was going on. Like, you don't just do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the two guys' lawyers are trying to spin it as,
yeah,
like,
I mean, because that's why they were denied bail. And
yeah.
I hope they throw the book at them.
I do too.
I hope they charge them because currently, unless something has changed, like, they were only charged with basically, like, possessing...
Illegal possession, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like, possessing unlicensed, like, unregistered firearms. So they weren't necessarily even charged with, like, you know, reckless endangerment. They weren't charged for, like, the theoretical threat. They were charged with basically just, like, by the books. Like, hey, you didn't go through the proper channels to, like, put this in your name or whatever. So I hope they bring charges against them for, like... attempted assault, or I'm not sure how the law works, but whatever you can charge someone with when it comes to, like, a threat of violence.
Yeah.
I hope that they can prosecute them for that.
And, like, actually having, like, the firepower to back up that threat, not
sure.
Just being like, oh, like, just like someone, like, oh, I'm gonna kill you or whatever, like...
Well, the combination of stuff that they had on them certainly suggests intent.
Yeah, they, like, I think the judge, one of the things the judge had mentioned was, like, this is, like, mass shooting material here. Like, this is not a joke. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm so glad they got caught.
Yeah, and they got turned in. Like, I hope that happens more.
Yeah.
Like, people should be accountable for the stupid shit they say on the internet. Like, if you're going to say that you're going to kill people or, like, threaten people's lives or, like, and
you,
that
you,
shit
you,
should
you,
be taken seriously.
Yeah, it really,
like,
should.
People shouldn't just laugh it off and say, ha-ha, it's the internet, fuck you.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, thank goodness nothing happened.
It's so bad.
Anyway. Yeah, I think that'll do it. Let's see what's out. Video games, that's what.
Woo!
Recently released or soon to be released video games. Oh, that's another thing that we did a tiny bit of. Disney Infinity 3.0 is out.
I mentioned it.
Did you?
Yeah. In the things I have been playing.
Maybe it's just because you didn't go into specifics. Like,
I didn't. I still like them. I don't care what you say. They're fun, and they're dumb, and they're great, and there's Star Wars and Marvel and Disney, and it's fun.
I agree. I think that game's cool. Like, I think for what it is, it's a really neat thing. And it's kind of, like, at this point, they've, like, expanded all the different parts of it so much that it's sort of eclipsed, like, the Skylanders and, like...
They were never the same thing to begin with.
I mean,
with.
No, you're totally right.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, it's such a weird, expansive thing now.
I mean, they both have, really, like... From what I've played of Skylanders, granted, I'm not getting the newest one when it comes out, and I didn't get the last one either. They're solid games. Like, they do what they're good, like, Diablo-like, just fun, kind of kid-friendly
mm-hmm.
game. I've enjoyed them when I've played them, and it's just a good time, and Disney Infinity is just crazy, like, really creative, and just, like, build whatever you want, and, like, just horrible Disney mashup that is great.
It's neat. I think it's kind of cool. Like, it is both, like, a crazy synergistic consumer construct, but it is also kind of a neat game.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. Metal Gear Solid 5 is out. I'm sure we'll be talking about that in the future some Woo-hoo. More. Oh, what else is on this list? Mario Golf is out on the Wii U. If you want to play the N64 version of Mario Golf.
I don't think I ever played that one.
I'm pretty sure we had it. As far as I can remember, it was fairly fun. It was a digital golf game.
I played the one on the GameCube.
Castle Crashers is out on the Xbox One. That's kind of weird. Like a remastered version of that, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like 60 frames a second.
And sure, like that must have been, because I had seen like in random image galleries of stuff from PAX, there was just like Castle Crashers stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's weird, but I guess that explains it.
I believe they're making a new game too.
Okay. Sure,
like completely
why not?
Different from whatever
it's
they've
been
done
a while
before.
They could make another Castle Crashers game.
No, like not a new Castle
Crashers. They're making something else.
Yeah.
Okay,
kind of like
that's
an
fine
Edmund
too.
McMillan, like I'm just gonna make weird stuff all the time.
Sure,
like, just these aren't connected, like just go
Alien Hominid 2.
Sure,
that was the other people made that.
It's not from I saw a handful of like screenshots and it's not that.
Okay. Super Mario Maker is out
Friday.
As of this weekend, yeah, September 11th, the 11th of September, the 11th day of the 9th month of the year of our Lord, 2015. Forza 6 is out next week for the Xbox One. So if you like to fetishistically just like stare at cars, that's the game for you.
I don't know what it is, like. It feels like car porn.
They do shoot the cars, like, in there, like the little, like...
It's kind of
if you
creepy.
Leave it to idle on the vehicle and it shows the camera angles and stuff, they shoot them...
It's like, I feel kind of dirty
the cars
watching
are being
it.
Ogled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so creepy, though.
It's like, if those games were if those games were made by Japanese people, they would be anime ladies instead.
Dead
like,
or
that's...
alive.
Sure.
But with cars.
Cars have great tits.
Car volleyball. Carsona.
So that's out.
Good.
The Destiny expansion, Destiny the Taken King, is out
Liam
next week
Neeson
as well.
Reprising his role.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He took his daughter to the moon.
Which I'm kind of excited for, actually. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 3D Edition is out for the 3DS next week on the eShop. I will play that game to completion on the 3DS, probably.
Okay.
And I don't even know why, because I could have been playing it... If I wanted to play Sonic 2, there are dozens of ways I could play it right now, but...
Fact.
I like playing some of those games on 3DS for some reason. Like VVVVV. That had been out forever on like PC and stuff, but for some reason when it came out on... I'm pretty sure it was an original DS, like eShop download. I played the crap out of it...
I don't know.
...when it finally made it to that platform.
I think
so.
It might have been 3DS, actually. I don't know.
I don't know. You might be right. I forget. It's been a while.
It's on beta now.
It's a good game. It's real cool.
It's crazy. Music is great.
Oh, it's really good. Music is
so good. Very, very good.
And yeah, I think that's it. That's going to do it. A new Amiibo's out this coming weekend.
Amiibos.
Don't
Who's
be
all
that
out?
Person.
Who's
huh?
all out? I want to know. Who's coming? I keep forgetting. I never paid.
I don't even have the list in front of me, but off the top of my head, Dr. Mario, and I think he's an Target exclusive.
Good.
Zero Suit Samus.
Okay.
Ganondorf. So he's the Amiibo to look for.
Yeah.
And then those, the retro Marios, like the 8-bit
Marios
that celebrate Mario Maker.
That's right. They're like enormous.
Well. And there might even be one or two other ones, but those are all the ones that I remember.
Cool.
So Get Dim, Plastic Toys.
Oh, it's the retro pack.
I think that comes out later, technically. Like,
really?
I think that comes out at the end of the month for some reason.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chaos. Just do whatever you want. I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
Love
yeah,
Mario.
If you want your Rob, you gotta wait a couple more weeks.
R-O-B, Rob. R-O-B. It's nope. Rob Duck Hunting.
Game & Watch.
That one. He's flat.
Yeah, and he comes with like three poses.
That's
you can
funny.
Change the Game & Watch part of the Game & Watch amiibo. So technically you can just rip him off of it and just put a disc on your Wii U and it'll say, Mr. Game & Watch.
Pokemon Trainer.
Dumb.
I want a Pokemon Trainer amiibo.
He's not in that game.
I know.
Sorry.
So cool.
Too bad.
So sad.
Like a giant, like a big, like a jumbo-sized amiibo that has him and like all the three starter guys just on the same base.
That would be pretty cool. But I'm pretty sure all of his trophies were just him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they are making big. They made that giant Yoshi amiibo, so. Gigantic yarn Yoshi amiibo.
I need it. I need that game. Why isn't it here yet?
It's almost here. Give it time. Couple more weeks.
Is Europe region locked on the Wii U?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Wii U does not play international discs. Put that. If you put a European disc in your Wii U, it's going to make a fart noise and spit it right back out at you. Fat raspberry. Like, nope. This is America, god damn it.
Darn Yoshi.
You waited this long. It's coming soon. And I think that's actually going to do it as Lorraine goes through like Yoshi hunger pains.
Five stages of grief.
It's going to be okay.
No emails?
You know, let's double check. Oh, I shouldn't do this because I haven't opened the thing in a while.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Come
on. It's just email. Like my email
junk,
client
junk,
is not.
Junk.
You know what? I'm going to say no. It doesn't look like it.
Aww.
It's still trying to load a bunch of stuff in, but I'm not seeing any new emails of note.
Okay.
I see an ad and nothing else.
Great.
So we're going to call it.
Read that ad. Don't read the ad.
So yeah, that's going to do it.
Woohoo!
We'll be back, hopefully, on the regular. We're still working on it. So many things in motion, but we'll do what we can.
Woohoo!
Talking about video games, saying woohoo.
Woohoo.
Posing.
Yep.
You can't see it because this is radio. Lorraine is posing up a storm.
I am trying.
Doing her best Ginyu Force.
Poses have been passed down through the Armstrong line for generations.
Mm-hmm. Flexing your glorious pecs.
Yep.
Getting ripped.
Yep.
All right, cool. So yeah, we'll be back in the near future with more video games and other assorted nonsense.
Yay!
Goodbye, Internet.
So long.